Push and Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web at WMBS590.com and rebroadcast at PolkaTJ.com on demand. We're here with Joe Zaleski from the Dynabrass from Toledo, Ohio. Dynabrass has a brand new recording out. We've been featuring it here over the last couple of weeks as much as we've been allowed to, and we're going to feature it big time this week. So, Joe, welcome. Congratulations on the new release. We're so excited to be able to feature it here on the Push and Polka Show. Welcome.
Hey, TJ. How are you?
Doing well, man. Hey, let's jump right into it and start with the name, okay? The name of the new recording is All In. Now, as long as I've known you through, be it Toledo Polka Motion days, Holy Toledo days, now Dynabrass, everything you've ever done has been All In. What's the name?
Yeah, it has. I've often said, and you might see the quote on the CD artwork by a wise old man. I only know how to do things one way. Either I'm all in or I'm out. And when it comes to, you know, polka music, I'm all in. All the guys are all in, and it's really, you know, the concept, you know, kind of came to me. Over, you know, during the pandemic and what have you, you know, we're very much invested in the Dynabrass. And by that, I mean, all the guys in the band, everybody's contributing, everybody's stepping up. We're giving it our best effort, and given, you know, the polka fans, the best music that we can come up with. And that's really what we mean by all in. It's just, you know, it's a mindset. It's, you know, it's a target, it's a goal, to just every time we step on stage, every time we step in the studio, to give it our very best.
And, you know, that's reflected on the stage and in the recording. And, you know, sometimes you can see, at a festival or a dance where bands are just kind of up there going through the motion. And you guys are not. You're there, and you're just having fun doing it. And you have a tendency to find these hits, you know, whether they're written or borrowed, and the crowd just eats it up. I think of the last day of Holy Toledo. You guys played some nights like 10 times, and every single time the crowd was jacked. It's been that way for several years with, you know, hits like Girls Just Want to Dance, Dance All Night, so on. So after 2 years now of COVID and no live performances, just describe that feeling when you're on the stage and you have the crowd in front of you and it's clear that you're just rocking and they're totally digging it.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, I just always try to encourage the guys and say, look, you know, let's go out and have fun. Let's find the pocket. Let's you know, have a good groove and just have fun. You know, things are going to happen when you perform live. You know, equipment is going to fail. You know, things are going to happen. There's going to be interruptions and what have you. And you can handle it in one of two ways. One, you can just, you know, kind of laugh it off and keep moving forward, or you can let it, you know, bother you and change your attitude. And so, you know, what I've always tried to instill in these guys over the last several years is, you know, let's just go out and have fun. You know, we had, as you know, a tall task in front of us, right? Keeping the Dynabrass relevant. Sure. Without the lead, you know, person in the band being Jeff Maleczko when he went down with his health issues. And, you know, we've had some challenging times in the beginning, kind of figuring it out and you know, gaining the acceptance from, you know, the polka music public that, you know, the Dynabrass is continuing on. We, you know, we support the legacy of the Dynabrass by playing, you know, Jeff's material, but we also have to move forward as a group and as kind of establish, you know, our own identity for this era of the Dynabrass post Jeff Maleczko. And, you know, he's been involved in some of the projects, and, you know, we talk on a somewhat regular basis, and he's fully aware of, what we're doing, and he's always given me his blessing from day one. He's always said, hey, you know what to do, just, go do it. And I've asked him, about different decisions with the group and things like that. And he's like, no, that's up to you. Just, do what you got to do. So he's got a good attitude about it as well. He misses playing. Obviously, we miss having him on stage with us. But we've all come to, understand, what the situation is. And, we do the best that we can every day that we go out there.
Absolutely. And it's great to see too, at Holy Toledo, I saw him in front of the band. And you could tell he wants to be there, but you could tell he's proud too of where it's at. And, you have to, as you said, you have to evolve, and, it's good that you're doing that because you have to keep it fresh. And oftentimes this music can get stale when you play the same old stuff, the same old way for the same old people. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a blessing and a curse, the whole thing, because, I think the opportunity to do what we've done has been a blessing, right? To be able to continue and keep the band relevant, be sure, successful, and, just take it forward. And at the same time, Jeff's not with us, and that's the curse. His passion, what he loves to do, and he's unable to do it. Fortunately, he's in a pretty good place. I'm very lucky that, he's able to do what he is able to do. But the one thing that he loves to do the most, which is perform, music, he's unable to do that effectively. And I know that's disheartening for him, and
sure,
it's certainly more challenging for him than it is for any of the rest of us. Again, as you said, you saw him, he was out at Holy Toledo. He comes out to, our gig, not all the gigs, but, he comes out when we're playing locally up in the Michigan area and what have you, and goes out to some of the big festivals. And, it's just great to be able to, be with him and have a good time. And then, when it's time to get on stage, we got to go do what we got to do. And, he supports us in that effort.
That's fantastic. And in any industry, not just polkas, but you can't take the front man out and have the band, continue. And it's such a rare instance, and you've managed to do that. So talk about this version of the band, because it does seem to be somewhat transformed. You have two father-son combos, right? Younger guys, AJ and Chase. Talk about what they're bringing to the band, because in addition to being phenomenal musicians, it seems like they're contributing to the creative element of the band as well, arranging songs and stuff like that. Are they in your ear a lot in terms of, pitching new ideas and arrangements and such?
Well, I would say I'm probably in their ear more than they're in my ear, encouraging them to, bring their ideas forward. And like, for example, the instrumental, the Saki Arvin polka that Chase put together the arrangement on that. We were all together. We were out on the road. I remember it distinctly. I pulled into a Sheetz, and all the guys, hey, Sheetz, everybody runs in, get in line, get order their food, what have you. And, I'm pumping the gas, and Chase comes around, and he's like, hey, I found this song I want to play for you. And he was kind of, gun shy about, bringing it up in front of the rest of the guys. I'm like, yeah, sure. What do you got? And, he played me the version by the Dreadnoughts. They actually had a different name to the song. And, there's a whole story there that, you and I talked about, previously.
Right.
But as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, work it up. I mean, it's unique. I'm like, put an arrangement together and let's do it. And that fired him up, he was ready to go. And then interestingly with, some nights, we had taken the song down to, practice, and originally Dale was going to do the vocal on that. And, he was having a little bit of issue, getting the melody right. And what have you, wasn't really, really familiar with the song. And Chase happened to be standing next to him, so he was kind of singing to him to try to help Dale out. And Dale finally says, "Well, Chase, you know all the words. Why don't you sing it?" And I'm like, "Chase, you want to give it a try?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll give it a try." You know, because it's a song, you know, the history on it, it's, I mean, it was a worldwide hit, right? I mean, it right. was in the top 10, number one in 10 different countries, you know, back 10 years ago. And today's youth, the young kids, you know, they grew up with that song. And so, you know, Chase, without even, you know, having words in front of him, he knew all the words. So we gave him a, you know, shot at practice and said, "Hey, you know, give it a try." First time he got through it, it's like, "It's yours," you know. And up until that point, we had no idea that Chase even could sing, right?
I mean,
he never asked if he could sing a harmony, never asked if he could sing a song, just never, you know, mentioned it. I mean, even Jimmy, you know, was surprised. He's like, "Holy cow, I had no idea that he had it in him."
Wow.
You know, because he never really had the opportunity to express it before. Now, you know, we've lined him up with a couple more tunes. He's he learned the Polish on Tam Pod Krakowem, you know, an abetic that we had in the book that right. nobody was singing in the right key for him. He's like, "I'll try that." And he did. You know, over the last couple of weeks, you know, AJ's been out on paternity leave. And so Chase has been covering AJ's vocal on Please Be Near Me. And, you know, so we're getting them, you know, getting him a little bit more involved. And then, you know, AJ from the beginning of time has always, even back in the day when he was a kid, was always a little bit more in my ear about, "Hey, Dad, you know, try this song," or, "You know, you guys should do this," or, "You guys should do that." And, you know, typically what I do when I, you know, when I start collecting songs for the recordings, and I've got a collection from, you know, all the ideas that I've come up with, and all the guys, Bob Nason's has found a lot of the songs. I mean, the last, you know, three albums, he's probably contributed more ideas than anybody else in the band, just from suggesting songs, not necessarily arranging them and what have you. But I always, you know, run things past AJ first. You know, "What do you think of this? What do you think of that?" And, you know, to give him, you know, a voice in what we do, and encourage him to, you know, step forward and help make, you know, some of these decisions that, you know, have to be, somebody's got to decide what's going on. Is it, you know, is it worthy or not worthy? So, you know, I ultimately end up making the final call on all that stuff, but I always try to take everybody else's opinion, you know, on what we're doing, and make sure that, you know, there's something I'm not missing, right? Yeah. As long as I've been doing it, you know, I think I've, you know, come up with a pretty good formula over the years, at least from a recording perspective.
Sure.
And, you know, but I always am looking for ideas, and collaboration is a thing that I'm all about, as you can see with not only the guys in the band, but people from other bands, other musicians, songwriters in our industry, that are willing to, you know, work together and put together, you know, a collection of tunes. And I think that's what gives, especially the last, you know, few albums, really gives it the variety through and through, is that all the songs are not being arranged by the same guy. The same guy is not coming up with all the ideas. It's truly a collaborative effort, you know, from within the band, but also from outside the band.
Right. When you have legends like, you know, Mike Costa and Kevin Adams, Ted Lang pitching ideas, all of them have been, you know, successful band members or band leaders for years. And, you know, so they kind of know a thing or two.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's great that you...
Now, there's nothing better. I mean, you know, talk to any of them, you know, they'll tell you the same thing. I mean, it's, to me, it's one of the most enjoyable things about the process, is, you know, having the ability, and having the opportunity really to work, you know, with these other guys to, you know, come up with the ideas and refine tunes and get that final arrangement together, and then to go and execute it, and then share it with them and see their, you know, see their reaction, get their reaction to, you know, the music that they help put together. It's just, it's a great thing.
Absolutely. And it brings, like you said, it brings such a new dimension and a different dimension to all of the Dynabrass recordings that I've listened to, because you can, obviously you're not going to write, you know, 14, 15 songs for every album, but when you go out and you find different songs that are not being redone as polkas, and, you know, you find some of these obscure tunes that, you know, one of my favorite ones on All In is Maju Maju. And when I found the, well, you told me the origins of the song, and then I listened to the Magic Band from Poland. Yep. And then when you look them up on YouTube and you find some of the cool stuff that they do, and it's like, holy cow, these guys are just like walking around people's yards in a five-piece acoustic band. Pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, we're, you know, in that particular tune, you know, what really grabbed me was the, you know, the chorus. And so I did a little bit of adjusting, you know, on the lyrics to make it more repeatable. And that's the other thing that I kind of look for just in general with these songs, is to be able to, you know, give the person that's listening the opportunity to latch onto the song. And what I mean by that is, you know, simple, in some cases, simplify it. Make sure that the songs are melodic. If it works, certain lyrics and things like that that are repeatable, sing them over and over. Pretty soon you walk away and you're just walking down the street or going to the grocery store and that you're singing that song, right? It's in your head.
Trust me, it's been in my head a lot. Yep, that and the, you know, the Maverick
that's
song.
That's kind of what it's all about.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So let's switch gears a little bit here. Talk to me about the Sip Shine sponsorship, because to me, it seems a no-brainer, and it's something that you just don't see in the polka field for some reason. You had a brief period, oh, maybe 20 or so years ago, when Giorgio played a role with Lenny and Eddie, but, you know, as we're both pretty well aware, nothing works without sponsorship and partners. And maybe this is something that, you know, kind of pushes others to take a more creative role in how all this is funded and how we can create partnerships with companies that can be, you know, mutually beneficial. Because, as you know, you're putting seven guys in a van, driving across the country, filling the tank, paying the guys. And, you know, then when you have to charge for a gig, and then promoters go, how in the hell much are you going to charge me? What? I can't get, you know, people aren't going to pay to come see this. And, you know, it's kind of like a way to curtail that a little bit.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the economics of polka music has been out of whack for a long time. You know, ticket prices, admission fees, you know, what the bands are being paid, you know, all the way around. And, you know, I don't want to be, you know, turn this into a negative conversation, but if you go with any other genre of music, polka music in general is just way out of whack from an economic perspective. It's not sustainable the way that it is. And it hasn't been sustainable for a long time. And which is why you see, you know, a lot of times less bands, less gigs. I mean, even, you know, with us, you know, it's hard to, you know, make it, it's a business, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, it's a love, you know, the music, some people, you know, would say, you know, it's more of a hobby. Because of the economics, it can't really be much more than a hobby, except for a few that are, you know, able to go out there and play, you know, 150 or 200 nights a year. But for most bands, that's not practical because everybody's working day jobs and, you know, what have you. But, you know, to get, you know, kind of beyond that to the sponsorship thing, you know, the connection with Sip Shine, it's a, you know, it's a personal connection. Dale's friend, really close friend, Kyle Search, is a founder of Sip Shine. And, you know, 2 or 3 years before they started the business of producing Sip Shine, he would come to our gigs and he'd have it in the, you know, the little reused glass wine bottle, just like you do with your Vishnufka or whatever, oh, yeah. Right? You know, and he's like, hey, what do you think of this? You know, try this flavor. And he was always, you know, trying it out on us. And we're always like, man, that stuff is good. You know, if you ever go to market with that, you know, let's talk about, you know, maybe doing something. And, you know, we've been very fortunate that, you know, that, you know, Dale had that, you know, personal relationship and that, you know, Kyle is interested in, you know, promoting his product through the venues of polka music. You know, we had him at Toledo as the stage sponsor. Yep. You know, and it's a little bit challenging, you know, with his product because unlike pierogies, you know, they're cleared by the FDA and you can sell them anywhere. When it comes to alcohol, you have to deal with it state by state. And, you know, Sip Shine is not approved in several states, including Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Right.
So, you know, one of the ways around that was, you know, we were able to, in that particular scenario, to get people exposed to the product. You know, he agreed to do the stage sponsor. So we named the, you know, the venue stage, the Sip Shine Polka stage, but then we also had a hospitality room where we were able to, you know, let people sample sure. the product. And I think as his business matures, you'll see more and more activity with Sip Shine and the Dynabrass specifically. And hopefully we'll, you know, continue that partnership with, you know, Holy Toledo and possibly some of the other, you know, events that we're involved in where like up in Michigan, if we're playing, you know, St. Stan's Polish Festival or what have you, he can work it out with the festival to, you know, to get his product in there. And that's the whole thing, you know, it's, you know, that he's marketing a new product and there's only one way to do that. And that's to spend money to make it happen. You got to spend money to make money.
Absolutely. So, and it can't be so much a sponsorship as it is a partnership because, you know, a sponsorship correct. Would be, hey, here's $10,000, go do this. And if you want to stick my sign up, great. But you know, if he's not getting anything back from that, then you don't have anything. So that's great that you have that, you know, model in place and hopefully that'll kind of rub off on some other bands and promoters. I mean, everything you see today is sponsored. Glad you put the football game on and you have the Toyota halftime show sponsored by Coca-Cola on, you know, yeah. Bud Light Field. So.
Yep. So. Yeah, no, it's a good thing. And, you know, we're looking forward to expanding, you know, the partnership, you know, into the future here. So, we're excited about that. And, you know, we, you're probably leading me to the song, right? A Little Bit of Love. When I originally did the song and did the lyrics, it had nothing to do with Sip Shine. And really the song is not necessarily about Sip Shine. It just, Sip Shine has got the mention, right? Yep. It's like, you know, a little bit of Bud Light, a little bit of Icy Light, a little bit of Yeji,
insert here.
Pick your drink, right? Mm-hmm. You could throw it into that song. And the song is really more about the experience of the pandemic and not being able to get out on the road. And I was just inspired to, you know, write something one day sitting out back by the fire pit, got the Polka Jammer Network on and having a few drinks and, you know, lyrics just started coming to my head. And so I jotted them down and worked it out. And then, you know, we got connected with, you know, Sip Shine when we did the 2020 polkas. We, if you remember back in July, that was one of the only things that we did during the pandemic because we did a back porch concert in sponsored by Sip Shine. And when we started getting involved there, then I started thinking about, where could I, and I didn't want to write something that was, you know, like a jingle or,
right.
you know, commercial or, you know, something
tacky.
something goofy, you know. I wanted to just kind of slide it into the song, just like Garth Brooks would slide something in, you know, about a Bud Light,
yep.
You know, and not really, you know, make it about Sip Shine, but obviously it's recognizable and what have you. And so, and they're really thrilled with that as well. They were very receptive, thankful, you know, that we, you know, that we did that. And I think at some point in time, you know, maybe we'll, as they expand their marketing, you might, you know, hear that chorus, you know, as part of some of their advertising.
That would be awesome. Hopefully that continues on and blossoms for a long time. Listen, I know you've got to go. One more time, Joe Zalewski, leader of the Dyna Brass, brand new recording out called All In. First of all, before I get to this last most important question, why don't you tell folks where they can get a copy of that recording that we've been featuring here on the Push and Polka Show?
Sure. Easiest way to get your hands on it is go to the website, www.dynabrass.com. Click on the recordings tab. The very first album on the list is All In. Add it to your cart. Put your credit card in, and it'll come to me. I'll send it out, and you'll have it within a couple of days.
Fantastic.
So, again, that's dynabrass.com, and click on the recordings tab.
And now I'm going to put you on the spot with this recording, All In. What's your favorite song on this recording, both as a musician to play and just as a polka fan to listen to? Is it the same song, different song? Maybe there's a song that you really love to hear as a fan, but you hate to play, or we have one song?
Well, there's none that I hate to play so far. As far as live, the two that I love to play the most are Some Nights and A Girl Like You. I think both arrangements are unique. The songs are fun. They're catchy, and it just, those are probably my two, favorite to play, you know, at this point. As far as my, you know, favorite song to listen to on the album, you know, I'm really challenged to be able to give you one. I mean, I don't fast forward any of them. And I haven't done that on the last couple of albums. I just think through and through, I enjoy listening to every one of them. I truly do.
Well, that's a labor of love right there. Folks, Joe Zalewski from the Dyna Brass. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us. We certainly appreciate it. Get on out to dynabrass.com, pick up a copy of the recording, buy two of them, give them out for gifts. Christmas is only 7 months away. We can do this.
You got it. I appreciate it, TJ. Thank you very much. And tell Mel I said hello.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Joe.
Thank you.